Okay, we're going to continue the second installment here, the Inyan of Tefillah. So last week we went through pieces from the Rambam about the Shtalshalus of Tefillah. And this week what I'd like to do is start at least with this piece, this handout that I gave out, which is I think one of the big Yesaidus in understanding Tefillah and what the point was. And it builds on what we talked about last week for the Rambam. And this comes from the Siddur Eitzer HaTzfilas. In the beginning, I don't exactly know who wrote this piece. This is only the beginning of it. It's pages long. But basically it's called Taldas HaSiddur Bispat Chusay. And this is the origins of the Siddur. So it's kedai to see the Lashon inside. It starts as follows. Siddur HaTzfilah Hu HaSefer HaKadosh Hayoyser Otik Shin Chilonu Avisenu Akadoshim Hazakenim Vanaviam Achrechsimas Kiswe Akadosh. When I've come in to teach, whether it's girls or last year I gave a whole, once every other week, I gave a shir on tefillah to 7th grade boys in Oakwood, both classes. So the first thing you come along and you say, so let's think about what's the oldest sefer that we use on a constant basis. So the obvious one is the Chumash, obviously, is the oldest sefer that we use on a constant basis. And so boys learn a little Nach every once in a blue moon too, so they throw in a Nach a little bit. And then, what do you learn every day? You learn every day Mishnayis, you learn every day Gemara. But the Siddur is older than the Mishnayis and the Gemara. We have Mishnayis and Gemara, we take pride. It's 2,000 years old, more than 2,000 years old. We're learning the same Torah. But the Siddur, and he starts off, HaSefer HaKadosh HaYoyser Otik, Shein Chilona Avisen HaKadoshim. This is the oldest Sefer that we have, Achrei Chasimas Kisvei HaKadosh. Once Tanakh finished, Achrei Kis, and the truth is it's not all of Tanakh, because we learned this in other places, Megillas Esther. We talked about this numerous times, that the Gemara in Bava Basra says that certain parts of Treyaser and other parts of Nach, Danche Knesset HaGadoyla wrote when they got back to Eretz Yisrael after Golas Babel, the beginning of Bayisheni. Megillas Esther became part of Kisvei Kodesh then. So that's really around the same time of the creation of Tefillah. Ezra Beis Dinai is that Anshe Knesset HaGadoyla. So really part of Kisvei Kodesh is really the same age as Tefillah. So he explains as follows. Ve'ela told Yosef. So if you want to know if this is the oldest sefer we have after Chasimas, Kisvei HaKodesh, let's look at its origins. Kishaba Ezra Beis Dinai Hazakenim V'Hanaviyim. Ezra and his Bezdin came. There was a Kenim there. Some of them were Neviyim. Levatzer es hayahadus ulevaseim al yesoida achdus ha'uma. So he says what Ezra and his Bezdin came to do was to fortify Yahadus, Levatzer, to fortify Yahadus for Klal Yisrael, and to make a foundation, and the foundation of Achdus Ha'uma, uniting Klal Yisrael, Shebot Luya Kiyuma Hanitzchi, that if Klal Yisrael wants to remain eternal, which we are, we have to be, have something unite us. Shaloi Tisboiru V'Tisboilo Beino Hamim Shegolso Beineyam. Because if not, we're going to end up being spread out and we're going to become assimilated amongst the Goyim. What's going to unite the Jews together? We need something to be ma'achad us no matter where we are. So now, until then, we had something called the Beis HaMikdash. Va'achare asher HaMikdash, asher shehoya HaMerkaz, haruchani lai ha'yehudim ulayados. The Beis HaMikdash was the central place of Klal Yisrael, for Jews and for Yadus. It was a place that we came three times a year at least, and we reconnected with each other, and we reconnected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were Oyla Regel. We plugged in, as we said in other times also, we plugged in and recharged our spiritual batteries, and everything was about, I have to bring a carbon, I have to go up and bring a carbon. Life revolved around something to do with Yadus, with the Beis HaMikdash. But now, Chorav Ushomeim, the Beis HaMikdash is gone. Churban Bayis Rishon, it was destroyed. Va'avoidas ha-karbona is batla. And the avoida of karbonas was batla. Uvnei Yisrael galu me'artzom va'yafoitzu ba'goyim. And Klal Yisrael went into galus and we were spread out amongst the nations. That was galus bavel. Now Ezra and his bezdin, most of them were part of galus bavel. Va'yechzu ki abayis ha-sheni lo yuchal amalo is churban ha-merkaz ha-ruchani But you'll say, what's the problem? 7 years Galus Bavel, we came back, and there's a second Beis HaMikdash. So we had a first Beis HaMikdash, was the central point, it was Ma'achet, all of Klal Yisrael. So now we have a replacement, we have a second Beis HaMikdash. So he says, no, they saw that the second Beis HaMikdash could not be Mimalei. This destruction of the central point of Klal Yisrael, the spiritual central point, could not be filled by the second Beis HaMikdash. Even with the Avodas HaKarbonis HaChazra Elav. Even though there are Karbonis, and we have to be Oil Regen and all of that. Why? For numerous reasons. Yan Sheroiv Ha'am Galu V'Nisrachku Mimenu Mibli Yuchlu Oid Lalois Avodas Beis HaMikdash. Many of Klal Yisrael, I don't think it means majority, it means many of Klal Yisrael were in Galus and they were so far away that they couldn't come anymore. And we mentioned that. That was the famous Sma that said he had a Messiah from his father, that the Bishas, that Ezra went to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. He sent a message to all the Jews in all of Galus to say it's time to come back to Eretz Israel, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. You can't stay so far away. You have to be Oil Regel. You have to come here. And the Jews in Germany, in the Rhineland, sent back a message to Ezra that we're very happy you're building Yerushalayim HaGadol, but we're very content here in Yerushalayim HaKatan, and Memela, we're not coming back. That's what, so the Sma said, he had a Kabbalah from his father, that is the reason why in the Crusades, that area of Germany, the Rhineland, suffered more than other places. It was an einish for that Avera, even though, like we mentioned numerous times, it was almost, the Crusades were in the year 1000, 1100, and that neighborhood, and we're talking about 1600 years earlier, is when they built the Beis HaMikdash, about in that neighborhood, and for whatever, we've sepshat him in that. However, you see clearly that not everybody came back. People were far away. So if you're going to tell me that the whole Vart of Klal Yisrael, our central point, is the Beis HaMikdash, practically it's not being filled because not everyone is able to come. Not only that, Gam Chozu Beruach Kodshem Shabayis Hazeh Einenu Rak Binyan Arai Uzmani. Ezra and his Bezdin knew that the second Beis HaMikdash is not going to remain forever. It's temporary. And it's going to be destroyed. And in fact, the truth is, one of the reasons there's a Yaris Dvash that says that, you know, when we talk about, we're going to come up in a few months, we're going to talk, we focus on Churban HaBayis. So we know the first Beis HaMikdash was for the three Averis. And all different types of things. And L'chaira, one would wonder that why do we ever focus on what happened in Churban Bayis Rishon? It's nice history, you learn Gemaras about it, but why is there ever any focus on doing tshuva for any of those averis? L'chaira, Klal Yisrael did tshuva on that, they got a second Beis HaMikdash. We're here because of the second Beis HaMikdash's problems. So that's a sinas chinam issue. So why would anyone ever focus on any of the other averis of Avodah Zarah, Gilarai Shechas Damim, Bitul Taira, Asher Ozvus Tairasi, right? Shalei Baruch Hu Bataira Tchila. There's all many, many averis that talk by first Beis HaMikdash, and we talk about them during times of Churban. So you say, okay, because they need chizuk, but l'chaira, that's all past history that we fixed. The Taira says, no, it's not true. Really, in the 7 years of Churban Galus Bavel, we did not fix up those averis. So why did we get a second Beis HaMikdash? For one of these reasons that we'll see here in what Ezra was trying to prevent. In Galus Bavel, and we saw this in the Rambam last week, Galus Bavel, in 70 years, they already forgot Lashon HaKodesh, right? 70 years, not a long time. Right, 70 years, people come from Europe, they're still speaking, you know, they're still, and even their children speak pretty well in whatever language they came from. Okay, the Einiklach maybe already is a new generation, but that's because they're not planning on going back. Klal Yisrael knew, if you do tshuva, they go back to Eretz Yisrael. How are you going to forget Lashon HaKodesh? There was intermarriage also, we learned the Gemara's in Harios over there, right? There was a lot of intermarriage, and in Galus Bavel, Klal Yisrael in 70 years, we almost assimilated into Galus Bavel, and we were almost lost. So Rabbi Nisham said, there's a big problem over here. This can't work. In 70 years, they're already gone. How are they ever going to do tshuva? So says the Aris Dvash that the Rabbi Nisham said, okay, we're going to make a second Beis HaMikdash. And the second Beis HaMikdash is going to be the time to prepare for Galus. And that's why Torah Shebal Peh was Nisrab in the second Beis HaMikdash in an unbelievable fashion. Why? Because that's our key to remain Klal Yisrael. One of the keys of remaining Klal Yisrael and Galus is Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh, the Torah that we have, is all from the second Beis HaMikdash. And as we'll see, Ezra and Beis Dinoy also prepared us with Tefillah for Galus. So that when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we're not just paying for what second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we still got to do tshuva for the first Beis HaMikdash. That was never fixed yet. The whole second Beis HaMikdash was just a temporary band-aid to prepare us for Galus when Hashem saw that we were not prepared for Galus. Why in 70 years in Galus Bav we're almost lost, and Baruch Hashem after 2,000 years of Galus, we're still here, because all of those things that happened. So therefore, Ezra and Beis Dinai knew this is only a temporary business, and it's going to be destroyed. Uvevinyanei ro churbanoi. Even while it was built, they saw also the churban. Why? Shegam bekiyumai hinu dal v'shafol umas habayis arishon. How could you compare the kedusha of Vayisheni to Bayis Rishon? Shemuvad katnusai hinei chasulai chamisha ikrei kodshei hamikdash. Besides for its size, he says it was lacking the five things that the Gemara in Yuma says. Aron v'kaparis ukruvim, the Aron HaKadosh was not in the second Beis HaMikdash. There was no Eish Shel Maila. The Shechina was missing. Ruach HaKadosh was missing. And the Urim v'Tumim was missing. On the bottom he brings all different other midrashim of other things that were missing as well. Someone says the Menorah was missing. Shemen HaMishcha was missing. So v'yishbal erkei ma'oid. And its erech was much lower compared to the first Beis HaMikdash. You couldn't compare it. Asher al kein biyastei bachu bekal gadol. This we also just had in Harius and Daf Yaimi. That what happened? That when they actually made the Chanukah Sabayis of the second Beis HaMikdash, their cries were more than the people who were rejoicing. Rabbi me'akayanim v'halavim v'rashi ovis askenim. Why? Because the Gemara says over there that the young generation, they were excited. We built the second Beis HaMikdash. But the older generation who had seen the first Beis HaMikdash and they saw what the Kedusha of the first Beis HaMikdash was and Nisim in the first Beis HaMikdash, and they saw that and they were waiting. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we're finally, they've been lacking this Beis HaMikdash, this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this connection to each other. 70 years of Galus Bavel, they finally came back and they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. And when they came there for the Chanukah Sabayis, waiting to have that simcha of the replacement, it was a letdown to them. They looked and they said, this is not it. Any of you who are rejoicing, because you never saw the first one, you don't even know what to compare it to. And the Gemara says that they were crying so loud. The Gemara says it was majority of Klal Yisrael were crying more than they were rejoicing. So why? Because they saw this wasn't it. So many pieces of the second Beis HaMikdash are clearly not the replacement for that first Beis HaMikdash. Vayihi ki nayatsu v'noistu yachtav Ezra v'siyatoi. So when they came together, Ezra and his people, as the Kenim and Aviim, Bamal Rapa, he says, America's Haharus. They needed to come and make an Eitzah. They had to make a foundation here. How are we going to heal this central thing that was destroyed? Vayar Hashem es Rucham l'choinem l'vasem es America's Levasei says, "America's haruchani al yisayir avoydus v'alekim avoydus shabalev." So Hakadosh Baruch Hu was ma'ayir them. He was ma'ayir their ruach. That what they should do is they should establish this central foundation of Klal Yisrael that ties us all together. It should be an avoydus v'alekim avoydus shabalev. Sheichaynenu v'yivatzrua bebrachos uvetzvilos uvekriyas kodesh sheisaknam liYisrael. The way they should take care of this, that they should fortify Klal Yisrael, that they should make Klal Yisrael strong, is by enacting and being mesakin and authoring brachos, tvilos, and all different types of kriyas kodesh. And not only that, v'yikvum l'chayva kol ish v'ish miYisrael. Like we said last week, minat Torah, the Rambam holds a minat Torah. You have to daven once a day, a small tefillah, no time, no nusach, nothing. We said the Ramban doesn't even hold, you have to daven every day. It's all the Rabbanan, only Be'ez Sarah. Comes along Ezra and Beis Dinai, and they made a chayv on every ish mi Yisrael, that they're mechuyev to say brachas, and they're mechuyev to daven. Shekulam ke'echad, b'chol mekoymes nevutzasam, yishtavu bahen. This is going to make that every person in Klal Yisrael, no matter where they end up, they always have something that they're all the same in. They're all mechoyev to daven shachris. They're all mechoyev to daven mincha, to daven ma'ariv. V'kulam yavdu es Hashem b'lev echad, b'ruach echad uv'safa achas. And this is very important. We're trying to unite Klal Yisrael. So till now, everybody can make up whatever bracha they want and whatever tefillah they want. But now there's something, there's a text that unites us together. We're all saying the same thing. We're all davening the same thing. We all have the same time to daven. This is like a spine, a chut hashedra, a spiritual spine that holds us together and supports Klal Yisrael. Hamavriach kevriach atichon es libois kol ha'am. This is like that briach atichon, that bolt that went through the krashim of the Mishkan that kept it together. Lisached ulisraches bevirchosem etzvilasem. That we're united here through our brachas and our tzvilas. But not just through the text of our brachas and our tzvilas. Bishifusam. What are we yearning for? What are we asking for? Uvagagugayem. And that's our emotions that we're... that we also a lashon of yearning of what we're asking for. El osin mikuva echad hamisbate betzvilois hamuchades lekulam yachad. There's something we're yearning for. There's something we have emotions for. Something in the future that we're all hoping for the same thing, and that comes out and that is shown through the tefillos that we're all united in together. This will be for Klal Yisrael something that's an eternal Merkaz Ruchani. You could destroy a Beis Hamikdash, but the tefillos, the brachos, all of this remains no matter what. So Anshei Knesset HaGedolah with Ruach HaKodesh came up with an unbelievable thing. We have a problem. Klal Yisrael is going to be spread out all over the world. Klal Yisrael is going to be spread out. What's going to keep us united together? So the first thing is, they said, we're going to all have the same Nusach HaTfilah. We're going to all have to daven. That's something that unites us, which is an unbelievable thing. That means to say that when you pick up your sitter, the Siddur, like we said, which is the oldest Sefer since Tanakh, older than your Gemara, older than your Mishnayis, older than your Medrash. It's the oldest Sefer after Kisvei HaKodesh. That's number one. What are you holding in your hand when you start to daven in the morning? You're holding a Sefer that is 2,500, 2,800 years old. This is the oldest Sefer after Tanakh. And not only that, no matter where any Jew is, he could be somewhere in Timbuktu, in Hong Kong, on his own, he's never really alone. He knows, just like he's davening Shachris now, from this tefillah, he's davening a Psukah de Zimra, he's davening a Kriyishma, and a Shemayin Esrei. There's Jews all over the world who are also davening the exact same thing. So it may not be in physical proximity that he's actually united with someone, but he's never alone. When you're with your davening and your siddur, you're never alone. Klal Yisrael is united. And then they say, that's not enough. When you are together with people, you're mechuyev to come and daven together. You're mechuyev and daven with a minyan. That's Ezra's Einfall. That's what the Rabbeinu Shalom gave him, this Ruach HaKodesh. It's not enough. You are not just to be united through the siddur and we have to keep Klal Yisrael together. So you have to come together and you have to daven together. And it's not just davening together. There's things that you have to do b'tzibur, right? So it's not just 10 people randomly davening again in close proximity, the same tefillah. You have to say a kaddish. You have to say kedusha. These are things that they didn't exist before. This is all Ezra Beis Dinah's chiddush, that there's a chiyuv of tefillah, the kaddishem shemayim barabim. And this is what unites Klal Yisrael. So this is what's going to, no matter where we are and what's happening to us, this will keep us united. So he continues and he says, "Vayamdu Ezra veizdina yanchei knesses hagdoila hazakeinim vanavim vayisaknulam liYisrael brachos utvilos kedushas vavdolos mea veesrim zakeinim vohem kam nevim." These 120 zakeinim who had amongst them some nevim. It's interesting, on the bottom he brings, it sounds like from the Gemara, it sounds like 120 Zakenim, and there were some Nevi'im amongst them. He brings on the bottom Yisham, he says, Umehem Shmoinim V'kama Nevi'im. It sounds like there were 80 some Nevi'im, a lot of Nevi'im there. But whichever way it was, Tiknu Shmoin Esrei Brachas Al HaSeder. That's the Gemara Megillah, that they got together and they were Mesakin Shmoin Esrei. Now, He says, "Uveruach haKodesh, ruach haNevuah shesharso aleihem." And with the Ruach HaKodesh and the Ruach HaNevuah, the Nevi'im had Nevi'is, the rest of them had Ruach HaKodesh. He flew b'chochma rabba l'saken es habroches v'atfilois b'signoi nifla she'yoiru bom. They came along and they were misaken with unbelievable wisdom, the brachas and tefillos, in a way that it will be ma'oril, it will awaken in Klal Yisrael numerous things that are the Yesoidus HaAmunah. Again, it's not enough to keep us just united with each other. What unites us? What's the foundation? What is our belief system? Number one, Aleph, Es Ikrei HaAmunah V'Yesoidus HaYadus. It's the Ikrei HaAmunah and the Yesoidus of Yadus. Why do we mention Zeich L'Yitzias Mitzrayim 100 times? All different types of Yesoidus of Amunah have been incorporated into Tefillah. Beis, as bitu tzarcha yochid, v'tzarcha umah b'prat, v'tzarcha kol anushes b'chlal. All of the needs of whether it's individuals, Klal Yisrael as a whole, or mankind as a whole. As zichrein ha'avar ha'gadol shel ha'umah. You have to remember our past. V'zichrein avisel harishayinim. We have to remember where we came from. Because remembering where we come from, that's what gives us the foundation to go weiter. We're going to be redeemed. Klal Yisrael, there's a gula, Gael Yisrael, a semach David, v'shalayim mircha, es atikva v'ashifa l'ha'osid, hamazir shel Yehudei, ha'neviim li'Yisrael b'prat, u'l'chol adam b'chlal. The Neviim were misnabi so many different things about the future. We have to hope for them. We have to yearn for them. L'sakin oylem b'malchus shakai l'memshelas hatzedek hamuchlad v'tzakenu b'mishpat, that there should be true tzedek in the world. U'lechil yoin harisha, get rid of the rishos. U'lenitzchein ha'emes v'ashalom ha'klali, that truth and peace or harmony, that's what should win in this world. B'chol ha'olam kuloi. So what Anshei Knesset HaGedolah did was, it wasn't just enough that we have all the same davening. They wove into the davening all the Yesoidus HaAmunah that a person needs to keep a Klal Yisrael whole, whether it's our Yesoidus HaAmunah, whether it's our understanding, we, every individual and Klal Yisrael and the world relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's remembering our past. It's an Amunah on the future. It's Geulas Yisrael. It's all the Yesoidus that are necessary for a Klal Yisrael. Uveruach haKodesh v'chachmas v'alekim shebekirbam hiskilu v'yatzu la'abrachas v'atvilois mibtoim mavtoim nifloim v'amukim umilim niskavis kol milah shkula meduda sfura menuya. Now this is something we talked about last week after the shir. While the Eilam was eating, I was talking to different people. They're talking about different nuschais. There's a gan some bilbul about the nuschais. And last week I said a mahalach to a few Eilam that was here b'shem a different section of the Eitzer HaTzvilas, but over here, in this one, this is more Nefesh HaChaim Dik, as we'll see when we get back to the Sefer, Shari Avoida, where he brings the Nefesh HaChaim, that every single word was Shkula Meduda Sfura Menuya, was weighed and was measured and was counted and was counted, different ways of counting different things. Charusa B'musogim Zakim U'Tahirim, everyone has a stamp of ideas that are pure and tahar. And the inside of the tefillos, the pnimius of the tefillos, are full of holy thoughts, deep kavanas, she'enu musagas rak lechach meleiv, really to get deep down into what's behind and under the tefillah, only chach meleiv ha'mamikim cheker b'mitzpoinei divrei kodesham, that are able to see deep into the secrets of what the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah did. Ulam gam al chetzionoisam v'shitcham, but even on the outer, even on the external world, just the surface of it, ruach alekim rachefes. You see how it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the ruach alekim is floating there. V'niglois ba machshavas kedoshes v'kavonis nalois, and even in the external, just in the outside, if a person's able to learn pirush hamilos and understand what's going on, he'll see unbelievable holy thoughts and unbelievable kavonis hamereimemes es hanefesh shetishav kervas alikim. When a person davens, a person's supposed to be raised up. He's supposed to be mereimem to get to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The words have the ability to push a person to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So not only does it unite all of Klal Yisrael together, not only does it have woven into it all Yisaidus HaAmunah, the words have the power to be ma'ayra a person to connect to Hashem, to come to an Avas Hashem. V'yaskiru lufanav gam ikri HaAmunah v'yisaydei hayados. And therefore, when he mentions all of these yesaidos, they will become a part of him. He's able to put them into his heart. Amuk, amuk, amuk. So this is the hakdama here that the Eitzer HaTfilis is telling us that Ezra Beis Dinai came along. It's similar to what the Rambam said, but just with a little bit more of an explanation. And this was Arkeum in Galus. Later on, Teresh Abapeh came into the world as well, but Ezra Beis Dinai prepared Klal Yisrael for Galus. And in the next, when he goes weiter, he says, I'm not going to go into it because I don't have the whole piece here, but the basic idea is the entire tefillahs are made up of brachas, and a bracha has in it Yisaidus Hashem. For example, you know what? Let's just read a few more lines. We won't go through the whole thing. When a person comes to bless Hashem for either one of the chesed he did for him, or he's praising Hashem for his creations, he's coming to pour out his heart and ask for things. And this is the tzura that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah made davening in a tzura of brachas. Everything is a bracha. Well, it's brachas, Pesukah Dezimra is a bracha, Berachas Kriyashma, Shemoneh Esrei, it's all brachas. So number one is Amunah B'Metzias Hashem. Before you come to daven, when you take your siddur, why are you coming to daven if you don't believe in Hashem? Before you've started davening, you've already expressed you believe in Hashem. Because if not, what are you doing here? Number two, Shu'a Boire HaMamtzias HaKol, that he is the one who created and was Mamsi, and he made everything. Because again, you're coming to ask for your needs. Why are you going to someone who's been created? How is he going to do anything for you? Shukol Yachol v'akol Talib Ritzayne. Not only did he create it, he's the Kol Yachol, and he could do anything. Shumashkiach v'ashkacha pratis, and he's involved. Because if he's not involved, again, how's this all going to happen? So before you've started davening, when you take out your siddur and you remember this siddur, how old it is and what a chash of a thing it is that we have from Ezra Beis Dinai, you've already expressed four ikri amuna before you started. Before you walked in the door, you've already expressed that. And then, that's one of the animamins. You only daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's it. You're only davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not davening to anything else. So you say Baruch Ata is a Lashon Yachid. That means Hashem Echad. It's another of the Yisaidus HaAmunah. Shem Havaya b'ksivasei Meiratz Musa Yisbarach Shunitzchi. The Shem of Hashem Havaya is Hayahay v'Viyah is Netzach. And when you say Adai Adnos, that's Adai Hakal. Milis Elikenu Elikim is Meirashkocha Pratis HaYisrael. Melech HaOlam, that is Mashkiach HaKol HaOlam Kulay, not just on Klal Yisrael, he's involved in the whole world. And so we'll stop over there for the moment. So before you even start davening, you've already expressed Yisaidus HaAmunah. You got into Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You haven't even gotten to say what you're talking about yet or what you wanted. You've already expressed another four or five Yisaidus HaAmunah. And that is what the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah wanted to do. They knew that the only way to unite Klal Yisrael together and unite them connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to make sure we're constantly chazering over together as a whole all the Yisaidus HaAmunah. And that way we'll be able to stand in Galus. So that is what with their Ga'inus, with their Ruach Kacham, with the Ruach Nevias, that they came along and they composed Tefillah, and they composed the Davening, and they composed it with all of these Yisaidus. And then the next thing he says, but we're not going to see it, is just an interesting thing to know in a bracha, and we'll end with that for tonight, is that in every bracha we start off Baruch Atah Hashem. And we mentioned this, I think, in the Bavavi Shir as well. You say Baruch Atah, Atah, second person, you, like we said, it's Lashon Yachid, Tachtus, but you're speaking directly. Directly. That means I speak directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in third person. It's not a long distance call. He overhears what I'm saying. Atah, you say Atah when you're talking directly to the person. But then every end of the bracha goes then into third person. Bayre Prihaitz. It doesn't say Barasa Prihaitz. Bayre, he created the Prihaitz. Always goes into he. It always goes into third person. So what are we doing? Is it Atah? Or is it him? So he says here, and it's really a Rajba, it's really a Rajba and a Tshuva who says that you always have to remember both things. Number one is it's Baruch Atah. Hashem is right here, directly talking to you. But if you always think that it's me and Him directly, sometimes that may minimize in your mind who HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is. That's a dangerous thing. So you have to then say, after I say Atah, which is true, you have to then remember, oh, Boyerei Priya Heitz, He's all over. It's a Lashon, it's a third person type of thing. It's a little bit removed. Not because I can't talk directly to Him, but I have to remember when it's direct, sometimes you get a little too comfortable and it's a little minimized. Oh, He's here, but He's not over there. He's inside. Everyone else is saying Atah. When I go outside and they're saying Atah, I could do what I want, right? Because He's in there. Torah says, no, there's this Boyerei. So in every bracha, there's such Yisoidus Ha'amuna. Why is that? Ezra Beis Dinoy did all of this for the Kiyum of Klai. So we'll continue.